Stream TV panel, the prep in your ear. Listen, in 2 days, you walk into Juniper Ballroom AB, the last panel of the day, and you are the only commercial voice on that stage. The NBA is there. The PFL is there. They speak for leagues and rights. You speak for the room outside the home, the bar, the restaurant, the casino, the hotel. Nobody else up there lives in that world. You do. So let's get this into your bones before you sit down. Here is the one idea the whole panel hangs on. Everybody in that building is fighting over the living room. The most underbuilt market in sports is the one outside the home. Say that early and say it like you own it, because you do. Now, the open. When Zoe asks you to introduce EverPass, you have about 45 seconds. Establish authority in the first 10, then plant the flag. You say EverPass is the company built for where people actually watch sports together. The bar, the restaurant, the casino, the hotel. We're the exclusive commercial provider of NFL Sunday Ticket and Peacock Sports Pass. And we pull more than 4,000 live events from every major streaming service into one screen for the venue operator. And then the point of view. Everybody in this building is fighting over the living room. The most underbuilt market in sports is the one outside the home. For 30 years, that market ran on a satellite dish. It doesn't anymore. My whole job is the playbook for what comes next, and I'm the only person up here who lives in it every day. One sentence on what you are, one on the point of view, then stop. Do not list features. Sit back into the panel. The frame for everything. This is a deal-making masterclass. Every answer teaches a deal principle. Not what EverPass does, what you learned about making a platform shift work. Two questions come at you by name. Know them cold. The first is prioritization. How did you build a robust product on a clock while migrating tens of thousands of venues through a shift they didn't ask for? Here's your spine. Two jobs at once. Three decisions got you through. First, ruthless sequencing, reliability before features. One bad Sunday costs more trust than 10 missing features. Second, you treated the migration itself as the product. Real humans, hands-on, helping operators come off the dish without their customers noticing a thing. Third, you built for where the fan is going, not where the industry has been. And then the line that lands it. In a platform shift, the winner is whoever de-risks the customer's transition. Say it slowly. Let it sit. That is the deal lesson of your whole company. The second name question is new technology. EverPass is betting on new tech in the commercial space. Speak to that. Your answer. The tech that matters makes live sports operationally invisible. The fan wants the game on. The operator wants the right game on the right screen. Rights cleared, no panic at kickoff. 4,000 events in one interface, so finding the game stops being the bottleneck. And the operational layer that saves the night, schedule in advance, run every screen and every location from one dashboard. The big move right now is removing the hardware barrier, bringing smart TV support to market so a venue runs EverPass on the TV it already owns. No new box, no truck roll, no installer. And here is the human line, the one trade press will quote. We don't really sell games. We sell the bartender 90 seconds back at kickoff. Pause after that one. Let them feel it. One discipline on that answer. The smart TV product has a name internally, but treat the name as clearance pending. On stage, if marketing hasn't cleared it, you say smart TV support, no extra hardware. Don't get ahead of your own marketing team. Now the connective questions. Future proofing. You don't contract predictions, you contract adaptability. The clearest map is residential. When Sunday Ticket moved to YouTube TV, it grew and commercial is following that exact path a few years behind. So any deal built around streaming flexibility beats one chained to legacy hardware. Device agnostic definitions, review triggers instead of rigid specs, economics that flex with the market. International. Here you hold a hard line, so listen closely, because this is where it's easy to say too much. Streaming made distribution borderless. Rights haven't caught up. The constraint moved from infrastructure to paper. The technical barrier to going international is basically gone, and you engineered the product to be purposely replicatable. So for you, international is a when, not an if, and it happens one of two ways, a partnership or yourselves. that is the ceiling. When not if, partnership or ourselves, you do not go further. No territories, no dates, no partner names. What gates the timing as rights carved, country by country, and your focus this year on converting the U.S. market. Defer the league side to the NBA and the PFL, emerging leagues. This one's a gift, not a lecture, and the PFL is sitting right next to you. An emerging league doesn't need a $1 billion deal first. It needs to be on the screen at the bar on a Friday night. Then give the room the checklist, four boxes, slow enough that they write it down. One, a concentrated, passionate fan base, not a broad, shallow one. Two, a sport that's genuinely better watched together. Three, a consistent calendar a venue can program around. Four, a league that treats commercial as strategy. Hit those four and the screen and the validation. Follow. Younger fans. Young fans discover on the phone, but they fall in love in the room. The venue is where casual becomes loyal. Discovery and devotion are not the same thing. The whole game is shrinking the gap between hearing about a game on your phone and watching it in a bar 20 minutes later. Build on the PFL here. Combat sports are the proof case. Now the five lines you want to land, the ones engineered to get quoted. Hear them more than once because they're going in your memory. One, your signature. The dish did its job for a generation. The venue just doesn't need the dish anymore. Deliver it warm, almost respectful. Two, the gift to the leagues. The bar is the league's best onboarding funnel, and it's the one line item nobody owns. Three, the killer stat. Sunday Ticket had more subscribers in YouTube TV's first season than its last on satellite. The ceiling was never the audience. It was the hardware. End on it was the hardware, and stop talking. Four, the human reframe. We don't really sell games. We sell the bartender 90 seconds back at kickoff. Five, the contradiction owned out loud. Exclusive on the rights, open on the platform. That's not a contradiction. That's the entire model. Now the hard ones, the questions designed to knock you off balance. The pattern is always the same. Reframe one fact, bridge forward, never defensive. If they say you're dependent on satellite or on what DirecTV used to do, you flip it. It's the opposite. We took satellite out of the equation. The old model depended on the dish. We depend on broadband, which is in far more buildings. If they push on reliability, packed bar, game day, you show the receipt. 3 years, casinos and sports books, where uptime is the entire business. If streaming couldn't carry live sports commercially, they'd have fired us in week two. Never say it never goes down. Say it's a solved problem when the platform is purpose-built for it. If they call aggregation plus exclusivity hypocritical, you separate the layers. Exclusive at the content layer, open at the experience layer. We hold the Sunday Ticket commercial rights, and we put other providers' games on the same screen. The operator wins both ways. If they push on cost, you move from line item to return. The right question isn't the line item, it's the return. Sports is the reason people pick one bar over another. We price against the traffic it drives, and you do not quote a price on stage. Ever. And then DirecTV. This is the one to handle with care. Because they have their own panel earlier that day, the relationship is sensitive, and anything quotable will travel. Graciousness is the entire strategy. You say, DirecTV built the commercial sports business, and they did it well for 30 years. We're not refighting that era. We're building the one that comes after the dish. If you need the longer version, the one you've used before. We finished a deal with DirecTV. They'd always had it. It was a short-term deal. The negotiating window ended, and we didn't want to step on each other's toes while the market sorted itself out. Then pivot forward. Zero triumphalism. The number does the work. You stay gracious. Now bring it home. The closing. When it's your last word, you slow all the way down. If you remember one thing from me today, the next era of sports isn't one in the living room. It's one in every bar, restaurant, casino, and hotel where people still show up to watch together. That market ran on a satellite dish for 30 years. It doesn't have to anymore. And that's the playbook we're all here to write. Hit doesn't have to anymore. Pause, then land, that's the playbook. Let it sit. Don't add a single word after it. Last thing, the green room scan, 5 minutes before you walk on. The flag, Everpass owns the room outside the home. The frame, every answer teaches a principle. Reliability before features, migration is the product. De-risk the transition. Tech that makes operations invisible, smart TV support only as cleared. International, when not if, partnership or ourselves, nothing more. The signature line, the dish did its job for a generation. The human line, we sell the bartender 90 seconds back at kickoff. DirecTV, gracious, forward, no victory lap. And the close, the living room is not the whole market. The next era is one where fans gather. You've got this. The safest, sharpest version of this panel isn't aggressive, it's inevitable. Don't attack the old model. Thank it, retire it, and describe what comes next. Now go build the playbook.